Memory is a funny thing. Recollections slip in and out and around in time, leaving plenty of room to weave, backtrack, and drift and glide. In my life, I've found that memories of the spirit linger and sweeten long after memories of the brain have faded. My fondest memories are of my childhood days back in Yazoo, Mississippi. I can still see the town now, 10,000 souls and nothing doing, where the old men sat drowsily in straw-bottomed chairs, watching the big cars with out-of-state plates whip by, drivers hardly knowing and certainly not caring what place this was. There was a war going on then, and it touched our lives every day. War, President Roosevelt reminded us, required everybody to make sacrifices. Boy, we did. The cotton grew tall that year, the summer of 1942, but I sure didn't. Matter of fact, I stayed so small and puny, I was a perfect target for all the neighborhood bullies. But fortunately, I lived next door to Dink Jenkins, Yazoo's best athlete and favorite son.
Dink?
Yeah?
What do you think they'll send you?
Probably Fort Benning for basic and overseas, I reckon.
How long will he be gone?
That's hard to say.
You know how I'm in time for baseball season. Who's going to show me how to throw a curveball? You promised to show me.
Oh, partner, you're going to do just fine. Well, I'm going. I bet you make some friends your own age, and who knows, you might even meet a girl.
Will! Summertime!
This was a time of large family. Four, five kids, sometimes more. So needless to say, ours was already unusual, what with me being the only child. My mother, who was lively and talkative, certainly didn't fit the housewife mold. And my daddy, well, my daddy was stern and overbearing. He was a war veteran and had lost his leg in battle. And from most accounts, it changed him. Sometimes it seemed that along with that leg, he'd also lost a piece of his heart.
Okay.
You're an IC colored fellow down at the service station?
Sure.
His son came back from Europe today.
Oh, wonderful.
In a box.
Somebody around here is going to be having a birthday pretty soon. You been giving any thoughts how you might want to celebrate?
A party, maybe?
Will, your mother asked you a question. Well, stop playing with your food. You're lucky to have it all with the rationing. Now, would you like a birthday party, wouldn't you?
I guess.
Picked these up today at Carl's drugstore.
Invitations?
Well, you can't very well have a party without guests now, can you? After supper, you can fill them out and give it to your friends at school tomorrow.
Like who?
Well, what about John Abner?
He's fine. He still wears his pants.
Will, I'm sure there are plenty of children who would love to attend your birthday party. Now, your mother went to a lot of trouble to get those invitations, and you will fill them out.
Can I be excused?
Yes, you may. Don't forget your invitations.
What are we gonna do? He's gonna be so lonely without Dink. Maybe we should reconsider. You know what we talked about before.
Absolutely not. We've been over this already. It is not a good idea. Not for Will. Not now. He is still too young.
Smile.
You take care of you.
Come on, Jenkins. Can't keep old Adolph waiting.
All right. Hey, fellas, y'all want to come with me?
We was wondering,
we wanted to start football, you know, as a souvenir.
Right there, beside the swinging throwing ball.
Yeah.
His name came with the ball.
That just might be a little soon, don't you think, fellas? I ain't even played college ball yet.
Jenkins, come on. Let's go.
Let's see.
Hey, Willie boy, aren't you going to wish me luck?
Okay. Oh, give me a second, okay?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Huh?
Hey.
When I get back, I'm going to show you how to throw that curveball, all right? You can count on it.
Really?
Shoot, yeah, really. You don't forget to write me either. You give the letters to my mama, she'll know where to send them. I want you to tell me everything that happens around here. Everything, okay? Don't leave nothing out. All right? This is mine. I hope it'll mean something to you. You didn't think I forget your birthday, did you?
Thanks, Dink.
All right. I'll see ya.
See ya.
Good luck.
Here we go now.
Time to come in.
Where did you catch it, you big titty baby?
Let me see it.
Can't believe that titty baby lives right next door to Dink Jenkins. What a waste.
Here, let me help you. Go on.
Hey, this is what all the dappy young men in Memphis are wearing.
Thank you, Grandma.
Huck Finn!
Thank you, Grandpa.
There's cousin in it. Gaia.
A pocket knife.
Relax, Murray boy. It's just fingernail clippers.
It does have a blade, though.
Thank you, Aunt Maggie.
Well, this one's for me. It was mine when I was a boy.
Thank you, Daddy. It's nice.
Well, tell everyone thank you for your nice presents.
Wait. There's one more.
I thought we agreed.
You agreed? Some daddy and me. I hope you like it.
Mine?
Yep, he's all yours. I hope you like it. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Jack, he said something.
Your mother made a mistake. You can't keep a dog, not now.
What?
Maybe next year.
But why?
I know you're disappointed, but I want you to know that I'm gonna find a real good home for him.
Upset with us. I'm so sorry about what happened.
Did you ever get your birthday present taken away from you?
Your father just doesn't think you're quite ready for a dog yet.
I am ready to have a dog. I'm 9. Lots of kids younger than me have dogs. Ralph Atkinson. He's only 3. He has 2 dogs, a cat, and bird. He can stick his whole head in the St. Bernard's mouth.
That's impressive.
I can take care of a dog, Mom. Really, I can.
Will, you just be a big boy about this, okay?
He'll be fine.
I don't think so.
You know, if anybody around here deserves to be angry, it's me. You went behind my back.
Well, you didn't give me any choice. I tried to reason with you, but you wouldn't have any of it.
What you did was dishonest.
Well, you want to talk about honesty? You tell the truth. Why don't you want him to have a dog?
I already told you. He's a little boy. And a dog is a big responsibility.
No, he's not a baby. He's a responsible boy who needs a friend.
And what happens when he becomes attached to that dog? Learns to love it.
I thought that was the general idea.
Melanie, dogs die, they get sick, they run away from home, they get hit by cars. They're just a heartbreak waiting to happen. Will, he's not ready for that. He's frail, he's sensitive. He can't handle it.
How do you know what he can handle? You don't give him a chance.
I know all about loss. Experience more than my fair share. But it's hard enough on an adult. Boy, I shouldn't have to.
So you're going to shelter him from life, hmm? For how long? He keeps the dog. For 2 weeks. If there's a problem, I'll take it to the farm myself. Jack, Will deserves this chance. He needs it. Okay?
Wait, I haven't agreed to that.
I'm not asking.
Thank you.
scared. I've got you. I'm an only child. Now you're only Doc.
I met him on the day I turned 9. He was just a trembling ball of fur, scared and shy as I was. That night, lying in bed before sleep, I felt the beating of his heart against my body. And though I didn't know it then, he was to change my life forever. My dog, Skip, my best and most steadfast friend. Skip and I instantly became the best of friends. He didn't mind that I was scrawny and shy, or that I liked books a whole lot more than football. It was unconditional love on both our parts.
You've grown almost 2 inches.
You could talk to him as well as you could talk to many human beings, and much better than you could talk to some. He'd sit down, look you straight in the eye, and when he understood what you were saying,
wow,
he'd turn his head sideways. I watched Skip grow from the puppy who came to me from a farm in Missouri into a sleek and dexterous, affectionate dog. Skip became a true member of the family. We played games together and did household chores. Even my father had to admit, Skip was an exceptional dog.
Sausage, please. I have a coupon.
Say, think your friend there might like a piece of bologna? You know, I never have met a dog that didn't appreciate a good piece of bologna. Yes, ma'am. Coming right up.
This your dog?
Yeah. Skipper. Skipper short.
Wait.
Rivers, let's go.
Yes, ma'am. See you at school.
Yeah. See ya.
Looks like he done did you a favor.
Of human rights everywhere. Our support.
How long does it take Mel to get from Yazoo to Europe?
Where in Europe?
Verdinkis, foxhole in the south of France. You for Roosevelt, boy? What do you think about Hitler?
Going to show me how when he gets home.
Who's Dink?
Where are you from, Mars?
Nope, right across town over there.
And you haven't heard of Dank Jenkins? He's only the best ball player anywhere around here, ever.
Well, you have seen Waldo Grace.
He a colored boy?
Yep, and the best in the whole world.
Besides Dank. He likes you.
Hey, Willie! You got mail!
I'm overseas, Willie.
Said to his sons, saddle the ass for me. So they saddled the ass for him and mounted it.
get you some new Civil War.
Now then, we have time for just one more. Who would like to be next?
I was short and tall. This right here is a German army helmet. Inside, it says Hans.
It's a dead Kraut's helmet.
That ain't no real Kraut helmet.
This is an ammo belt with some writing. It says, Gott mit uns, which means God with us in German.
Maybe God's on their side.
That right there proves that stuff's not real.
And this is a letter from a real GI fighting overseas. Dear Willie, boy, was I ever happy to get your letter and news of home. I can't wait to meet Skip. He sounds like a world-class dog. I can't tell you exactly where I am, but I can tell you that they don't serve french fries in France. Hint, hint. And that all crowd is sauerkraut if you ask me. Ha, ha, ha. Keep those letters coming, Willie boy. And don't let anybody go breaking my records while I'm gone. We'll have these boys lick soon. And I'll be home in time for baseball season. Son, dear friend and neighbor, private first class, Dang Jenkins.
Hey, Skip, I read my letter for the date today.
Oh, let me get that stuff, you big sissy. Give me that damn letter. Get up and fight!
Hey, we're playing ball or not?
Want your stuff back? Then you gotta play ball.
Pajamas.
down.
I better not.
Don't make me come up there and get you, Wilma.
Little baby.
Okay, I'll be right down. Hey, bring that crouch stuff.
And the dog.
And clean underwear if you're scary easy.
You, Skip. You scared me there, boy. Go on back to bed. Go on.
Gotta pass the test. Where are we going?
You know it's buried in here, don't you?
My uncle's buried here.
No, stupid. The witch. The witch of Yazoo. That's just an old wives' tale.
That's what you think, Buster. She was a genuine witch. Everybody knows she used to lure men to her house just to kill them. Why, she didn't let her cats lick their bones after she got done with them.
That is until she got killed herself. You sure you want to be one of us?
One night, a boy about our age looked through her window, and what he saw chilled him right to the bone. He saw her murder two men with her bare hands. The boy ran and told the cops, and they got up a posse and chased that witch right out in the Miller Swamp. Before they could catch her, she got stuck in quicksand. And slowly as she sank in the quicksand, she swore two things. First, one day she'd rise up from the grave and burn down the whole town. And the other thing she swore was she'd find that boy who ratted on her and drag him down to hell.
Stay all night? Know for sure that you're one of us. If you don't, Dink's crowd stuff is ours.
And if we do stay all night, we get the football signed by Dink.
You got yourself a deal.
Here, my name is.
Kills him. I got dibs on that dog.
Mm-hmm.
real good this week.
Stir it up. Get out there to county tonight. They're paying twice as much. Those boys get real thirsty out there.
Don't you know it?
What the hell you doing? Step back.
I'm keeping a bottle for myself.
And a full of damn pockets.
Moonshiners.
Shut that mud up.
Hey, doggy. He's a nice dog. Now, don't worry, I'm good with dogs.
Shut him up, I said, unless you just want to go back to the joint.
Junior?
God damn it. I don't care this much.
Get out of here, Skip! Run!
Get
that kid! Come on, Skip! It's no use, kid! I'm gonna
find you!
Where do you think you're going? About where we're hiding this here bus head. You'll wake up to find a dead pooch on your porch. See, I've been needing me a new billfold. I think one made out of genuine dog hide would be right slick.
Oh, oh, oh.
Now, you look like a smart kid. You move so much as one little pinky before the sun comes up. You better start thinking good and hard about life without that mud.
Everybody needs a friend.
Come on, girl. I think I scared him enough.
I think he peed his pants.
Gonna have to change those shorts.
Right by her grave.
Damn.
Because of Skip, I was able to cross the threshold from childhood to boyhood, from being on the outside of things to finding myself smack dab in the middle.
So I tipped down low.
He helped open my eyes to the wonders of life, and I got to know the Delta like the palm of my hand. Every bend in the road, every slope, every field, it became as familiar to me as grass or sunlight. Skip opened my eyes to other things, too.
Sorry, that's okay. That's okay. Hey, Skip. He likes you.
Relax.
Hook Finn. It's that a boy who has adventures.
This is Caddy Whitmore. It's about a girl who has adventures.
Not too many boys like reading. I do. I'm thinking of becoming a writer. Either that or you a senator, one of those. I'd probably be a writer, too. Or a pilot. Maybe even a senator's wife. Something like that. Well, I haven't really decided yet.
I guess. Me neither.
Skip grew to know Yazoo, too. It was a good place to grow up for dogs as well as boys. Being quite a friendly dog, he occasionally just wandered around town by himself, and anyone of any consequence knew who he was. One of Skip's favorite spots was my dear old Aunt Maggie's. Her bridge games meant finger sandwiches for the taking. And the strange creature that was her pet was an endless source of one-sided conversation.
Y'all come back.
Like all dogs, Skip was colorblind. He made friends easily with people of all races and origins. The town was segregated back then, but as we know, dogs are a whole lot smarter than people.
Waldo Grace. Waldo Grace.
Who?
Waldo Grace. Colored boy. You say he's better than Dank.
You shut up.
You say he's good at every sport.
Let me tell you something. Nobody around here can beat Dank at nothing. Especially no colored boy.
I'd like to see how good he is.
Sam is looking for a few good dogs. That's right. Some of America's bravest soldiers salute by wagging their tails. Yankee Doodle doggies from all over the country have dedicated their lives to winning the war. Members of the Army's crack canine corps undergo a training regimen every bit as rigorous as that of our two-legged fighting men. Take that, Adolf. We're not pulling your leg. We mean business. But not all of our four-legged GIs make it home. Even the youngsters do their part. Parapups, they're called, and they aid our boys in the air. Who says dogs can't fly? safe and sound on the ground. Another successful mission. And after a hard day's work, these puppies need some R&R. Run center, Fido. Enlist today.
We'll bomb them, and then we'll come down here to Olivia and bomb the rest of the guys. Got it? Okay. Those are the bad guys. Those are the Germans. Hitler. You want to kill Hitler?
About 16 inches high, that's tall for a terrier.
He's a real good eater, sir.
I'm sure. I see.
What?
Mr. Morris, this is as fine an animal as I've ever had the opportunity to encounter.
Sir, thank you, sir.
And I know Uncle Sam could use him, except he's 4F.
4F?
Yes. K94F. You see, his left testicle hasn't descended. But I appreciate you bringing him in, son.
Lieutenant, sir, if you don't mind, Skip would like another chance. You see, he obeys orders really well.
I really appreciate your patriotism. But I've got work to do.
No, I'm not saying your dog's chicken. I'm just saying maybe she might have gotten
sick. Nick's coming home. The boy's coming home.
Nick's coming home.
Thank you.
cigarette wrapper.
One little piece of tin foil ain't gonna win no scrap drive. You know, it's been 2 whole weeks, and Deke hasn't even come out of his house yet. Hey, Willie, can you saw him? Is he wearing his uniform? Was he wounded?
It was really dark. I couldn't tell for sure. But I bet he's got a lot of medals to show us when he gets ready.
My old man said he didn't win no medals at all.
Yeah, my pop says he's a drunk. I heard worse than that. I heard he turned tail and ran. Broke his own record in the 100-yard dash. Hey, Willie, where are you going?
To see the camp.
Watch out for the poison oak there. Almost taste that blackberry pile. It should be some nice thick bushes in around here. Now look. See that hickory up there over yonder? One looks like he's got a broken arm. That's lightning. See, you always want to leave a mark so you can find your way home.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to your life?
Now, you know what happened to my life. Lost it in the Spanish Civil War when you was just a baby.
Where is it now, you think?
Well, somewheres in Catalonia, I suppose.
Is it ever rich or hurt? You know, like the way to say.
Yes. It hurts.
They gave you a medal for it, right?
I'd rather have the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look there. There's an old gray squirrel.
You almost got him, boy.
Hunters, take a knee real slow.
Hello! Over here, 3 o'clock. Don't move. We'll come to you.
Was the boy like this? Or something?
Yeah, well, we better get going. Come on, Al. Come on.
Y'all come by for some venison chili now, real soon.
Will do.
Thank you.
The seasons in our region of America seem to have minds of their own. The fields in winter look so barren that it seemed nothing could ever grow there again, like the dark sky would last the rest of the year. Then, magically, spring would come and catch us by surprise every time. And there were so many surprises that year. Who'd have thought that my daddy would ever let me play football? And who'd have dreamed that Rivers Applewhite, the prettiest girl in town, would let me hold her hand?
It's very funny, though.
It was indeed a strange and unusual time. Old Skip had helped me through the struggles of boyhood, but his job was far from done.
And now, we're in the famous number 8. It's Willie Myers!
Morris!
No, Skip! This is only an official regulation uniform like they wear in the bigs.
I haven't seen you around much.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy.
I'm playing some ball now, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Right. Well, see you. Thanks. It's opening day. That's what they call the first game of the season, you know. And, well, I was sort of wondering if... Well, I was hoping that maybe you might come.
Yeah, sure, kid. That'd be fine.
Really? Okay, great. Well, I better get on down there.
Okay.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks for picking my number.
Do I have to tell you this is no place for dogs? Now get him out of here. This isn't a game, you know.
Hey?
Get him out of here.
Come on, Skip. Go sit by Rivers, okay? Hey, Skip, you can sit by me.
All right, be a hitter now. Make him hit you. Watch him close. Move. You're on deck. Let's go, Cliff. Let's go now.
He's on deck.
Good eye. That's the way, Cliff. Watch him flow. Good sway.
Willie, you're so dreamy. Aren't you embarrassed to be wearing Dink's number? I know I wouldn't be caught dead wearing that crazy 8. How about you, Hens?
No way.
Did y'all hear that Dink's gonna play minor league ball?
Really?
He's gonna be the star runner for the Memphis Chicken!
Come on, Willie!
Well, let's go, son. We don't got all day. Yeah, come on, Willie.
Come on now.
D-Rock 1! D-Rock 2! Willie, get out of there! That's okay, Willie. Let's go. Next batter.
Wing, batter, batter, batter. Wing, batter, 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 batter. Wing.
Let me see. He came in here for some bologna this morning. On his way to the ball game, I believe.
Did you see him? Can you tell him I'm looking for him?
Don't you go worrying about him. He'll turn up. You know, that dog is plumb crazy about you, boy.
Spell my name. Come on, let's move it. We've got people waiting for this thing.
I just wish you'd worry about getting us our money.
Just come on now. Come on. Come on. I don't do this for free. Shut your trap. I'm sick of your whining. All right. Shut up and lift. Come on. Ah.
Okay, I'll be right down. But Willie, I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for him.
Deserters, puppy dogs, and now girls. Guess we were wrong about you, Wilma.
Skip's lost. We gotta find him.
Won't you help us find him?
Won't you help us find him?
Listen, Skip's missing. We're gonna find him. You wanna help? Fine. You don't? You can stick it up your big fat butt.
Say I didn't want to help. Let's go.
Okay. Spread out. Look everywhere and ask everyone.
Okay. Look. Skip it around here?
Not for a couple days.
Here, Skip.
Are you here?
Jack Morris.
Well, my son's little dog Skip has gone missing, and, yeah, they're all out looking for him, but he hasn't turned up yet. So I was wondering if you could just let us know if you see him. Well, we would surely appreciate it. Thank you, Sheriff.
Falling like a big baby because you lost that ball game?
What do you know about it? You didn't come, you big liar. Leave me alone.
That's how it is, isn't it? You're a hero today and then you're a goat tomorrow. Now, I didn't come because games don't mean nothing to me anymore.
It's not the game. It's Skip. He's gone for good.
For good. Now, how you know that? You some kind of fortune teller?
I got mad at him, and I hit him, and he ran away. Just like you ran away. Only that, Skip was never afraid of nothing.
You think I don't know what folks are saying? That old Dink's a coward? Huh? Well, I know. And you know what? They're right. I got scared. And I ran. You think it's because I was afraid of dying? Because I wished I was dead plenty of times.
And what was it?
It ain't the dying that's scared, boy. It's the killing. Now, look. That dog ain't lost. You just need to know where to find him. There's got to be at least one place around here that you hadn't thought of to look at, right?
Sometimes he gets mad and says things he doesn't mean. Gets it from his mother. When I got back from Spain, I got into accounting. I figured I could hide this behind a desk. I looked down and didn't so much as look up for a whole year. When I finally did, people weren't staring at me anymore. I guess they kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, well, Mr. Morris, you got a purple heart. I got a yellow strap. You can trust me, don't forget about cards.
Well, folks like to keep things small, Dink. Pitch into one pocket or the other. Give a man a label, and you never really need to get to know him. My son, he looks up to you, Dink. Not because you can run or throw a ball. You're his hero because you're his friend. That's what he needs. A friend.
Mud out of here.
I've been in old Dink. Hey, need a jar of hooch, buddy? Hey, Miller, fetch a pint for Dink.
Listen, you boys need to get on out of here.
Sure, buddy. You know how much he and that mongo cost us tonight?
I said you need to get out of here.
Hey, Millard, listen to who's talking. Mr. Hitler's best friend. Yeah, I think it's you. Better get out of here.
Get your moonshine. You get the hell out of here. And I better never see you around here again.
Got that? Come on, Junior, let's go. Come on.
Yeah, it's getting too damn popular around here anyway.
You better hope that dog lives.
Back, please.
You want
want someone to go with you, honey?
He's a big boy. He'll be okay.
God's hands now.
Please don't die, boy. What would I do without you? You tell me how to play football. You help me meet the guys. You have enough nerve to talk to Rivers. Understand about Dink. I'll never have another friend like you. Ever.
Lost old Skip that day. Even as he was sleeping on the operating table, he was still teaching me. That day, I became a young man. Why in childhood and youth do we wish time to pass so quickly? We want to grow up so fast. Yet as adults, we wish just the opposite. If, as the authorities often declare, a dog's life in relation to a human being's can be calculated by 7 human years to his 1, and Skip was an adult when I was still a boy. Sometimes it seemed as if he possessed the wisdom of a creature as old as time. Lessons you learn in childhood kind of come in waves. You finally I saw Waldo Grace play. And play, play, and play. In remembering moments such as these, I retain the sad, sweet reflection of being an only child and having a loyal and loving dog. For the struggles of my life, of the dangers, toils, and snares of my childhood hymns, loyalty and love are the best things of all, and surely the most lasting. The day finally arrived for me to move away from home. I was awarded a scholarship to attend Oxford University in England. Long way from Yazoo, Mississippi, and a long way from my family and friends. Dog of your boyhood teaches you a great deal about friendship and love and death. I was an only child. He was an only dog. Old Skip was 11 and feeble with arthritis, but he never lost that old devilish look in his eye. My room his own. Came across an old photo of him not long ago. His little face with the long snout sniffing at something in the air. His tail was straight out and pointing. Eyes were flashing in some momentary excitement. He always loved to be rubbed on the back of his neck. And when I did it, he'd yawn and he'd stretch, reach out to me with his paws, as if he was trying to embrace me. I received a transatlantic call one day. Skip died, Daddy said. He and my mama wrapped him in my baseball jacket. They buried him out under our elm tree, they said. That wasn't totally true. For he really lay buried in my heart.